This is Frankie Frain. I want to thank Emily for making one of my dreams come true. For years, I've been wanting to enable other artists to produce works with my guidance, but independent of me, and every Friday I got to watch that happen. I also loved guesting, meeting lots of new people, and I just think the world of you, Emily, and this podcast. Let's keep the Frankie and Emily show going.
I just talked to Abby on the telephone. She said, stop what you're doing, baby, come on home. I can't hold
on. Thanks for tuning in to the second half of the Lone Holdout finale. This is part two, Cooking Naked.
Christian.
We're back.
What time is it?
We're back. What time is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's naked 30. What do you think?
I think it's time to get rude.
Oh, my. What happens after rudeness has been established and acted upon?
Then one shows,
butts?
Tell me about where we
posteriors?
Are.
Posteriors? We are in a place called...
One reveals posteriors.
Don't they?
Being ill-mannered.
You know, I gotta tell you, this reminds me a little bit about Fanny Hill. I was reading Fanny Hill at your home.
Who's Fanny Hill?
The other day.
Go to bed. That's who Fanny Hill is.
Yes, that's true. Thank you.
Yours, mine, and ours.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Peter Fonda or Henry
Fonda?
We're
getting way over. No. But that's different.
Okay.
Yeah, I started reading that great book anyway. Loved it. I compared it favorably.
This is Memoirs of a Woman of Pleasure by John Cleland.
I compared that favorably
to A Summer's Day.
Thank you. No. To a friend of mine was reading 50 Shades of Grey,
mm-hmm.
right? And I read it the other day also, and I'm like, this is fucking garbage. Here's, I know we're way off tangent here.
Will you go see that movie with me when it comes out? It's coming out on Valentine's Day.
No, I'll see it with you. Okay. But here's what I felt about the book.
Want to have better plans.
It was like, okay, so basically this is for people who are too chicken to actually indulge in porn.
and too illiterate to read a book.
and that's where that lies right there.
You were making the nastiest
I did
gesture.
I did right there. You can't see this, people, but no, that's what I got. It's like, this is insulting to people who like sex and for people who are smart, and I didn't care for it at all. But Fanny Hill,
welcome back to getting rude and reading books. Okay,
sorry.
So
back on track.
Where are we, Christian?
Star Ranch.
We are at Star Ranch in McDade, Texas.
Right.
This is a nudist resort.
Not a colony, mind you.
Well, we'll talk about nudist colonies later. We've got 25 minutes while the cupcakes cook.
Right.
But,
that's when they're all like in a big termite mound.
Yeah.
Those are the colonies.
They have their preferred terminology, and we'll discuss that.
Uh-huh.
But we just got here. We're actually still clothed.
Okay. So
we have seen some naked dudes. Already.
Well, they've all been dudes.
They have all been dudes.
They've all been dudes.
We've seen three or four.
Helpful.
Helpful, delightful.
Polite. Very wonderful naked dudes. I gotta tell you, not once did I find myself looking at their dicks.
Oh. Just me then.
It was just you. I think it was. You know, there was a wonderful guy, JC. I think I can say that. At this point, whatever.
You want to track down JC? He's the naked one.
Yeah, we can find that. Another guy named Mike. Another guy named something.
And they're waiting for us at the pool. But first, we need to get naked.
Right. And we're gonna do that, I guess, without further
ado. Adieu. No, it's not adieu. It is adieu.
Adieu.
Much
ado. Okay, so listen to me. I've been to France. I've been to Montreal. Okay.
Oh, excuse me. You're so well traveled.
I think I know when I don't know how to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And right now is that time.
Okay. So.
All right. Here we go. All right. Sorry about that. Sorry. Okay.
Time.
The tops are off.
Okay. Now we're in a cabin. Why don't you describe this cabin? Because
it's really delightful. It's really nice.
It's really adorable.
This is like
Let
me tell you this. All right. My first apartment when I started college was way shittier than this.
Oh.
It's
super cute and
it is. We got a TV that shows nothing but static, because why would you want to watch TV when you got naked people?
Right.
And also I got Emily,
who I'm apparently the only woman here
so far.
So far. I mean, the guys are waiting for us at the pool. The curtains are just hanging wide open.
Wide open. Well, yeah, what do we have to hide, you know?
We have nothing to hide. Nothing to hide. This is a nudist resort. Let's be proud of our bodies.
Okay. Look.
Oh.
It's off.
It's off.
It's all off, people. except for my glasses.
Yeah, I've got a hair tie in. How far do we want to go into this thing? We're both wearing jewelry.
Well, no, I'm not taking this off. This is important to me.
That's nice. Okay. For getting in the pool, I'll probably take my other rings off, yeah, but whatever.
That's good.
He kind of assumed he should bring Four Loko, because I guess that's our thing.
Well, I thought that was the thing that, I don't, who's the Four Loko guy? I thought you mentioned that.
Yeah, he drives around town with a musical car, just telling Four Loko outside to children.
Just throwing
it
at people.
Here's Four Loko, kids.
There you go.
All right,
we'll catch up with,
We've got some things to do, including hopefully talking to some dudes down at the pool, maybe tracking down some cigarettes.
What about the dudes? Why are you all about the dudes?
Because we've only seen dudes. I mean, if there's ladies, I'd love to talk to ladies, too. And
ladies!
You're ruining the recording. And hopefully cooking naked. So
that might be part two.
We're gonna catch up with you later. Okay. Bye.
And she's showing everybody me underwears.
Then dip me underwear.
Underwear. I got the picture. Yeah.
You're gonna be
Oh, hi, listeners.
Oh, hi, podcast audience.
Oh, hi, podcast listeners.
I got him in the mood by, we, on impulse, clicked on a video on YouTube that was...
And it was planned.
It was...
it was all part of your little scheme. What do we hear?
It's an inappropriately old child breastfeeding and just...
Oh, that.
Tearing the shit out of his mother's
That nipples. Was really disturbing. And you're talking, you know...
Lots of teeth.
I've seen some weird porn, and that... Was
what, nipple mutilation porn doesn't
right.
do it too?
No, it doesn't. Well, let me tell you, that was, if I were watching the whole swath of weird porn that I've seen before and kind of got into, that would be the one thing that you could show to me that would be an instant boner wilter.
So, speaking of weird porn and wilted boners, do we want to get back into our weekend adventure?
Nice segue. Yes. But it's not about sex, is it?
It's never about sex. No, we, this is, what day is this? Tuesday?
It is.
And we went to the nudist resort on a Friday night into
not
Saturday
calling,
morning.
Mind
so,
you.
It has been, quite a few days, but we're back into it. We didn't record anything else that night.
I'm still naked.
Because we were just drunk as skunks. As soon as we finished that brief recording that we did, we took a selfie, and then there was a knock on the door, and it was Mike.
Was it Mike?
I think it was Mike. And
I know two men's names from that night, Mike and Roy.
Three, well, because there's old Roy and young Roy.
Right.
Mike, who wanted to give us a ride to the pool. We got to the pool, and it was...
We weren't drunk as skunks by that point.
Not yet. No. Okay. Yeah. But the reason we didn't record later
right,
is because we were drunk as skunks.
Oh, yeah, and you were sick. We'll get to that.
Yeah, so we had already started our... we had started our Four Lokos.
Yeah.
So we left our cabin with nothing... Except flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Four Lokos.
And
towel.
And no fanny packs.
No fanny packs.
We had no place to put our phones.
Except in our fannies if we so choose.
Right. That's
chose.
Well, we'll get to that next time, I suppose, because that is one big issue that I was not prepared for. It was that if you go anywhere in a nudist camp, you bring things, you got nowhere to put things, right? That's the thing about being naked. You got no pockets.
So as we left our cabin, the lies started, mm-hmm. didn't they? Because we told Mike we were on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Which is cute.
Yeah.
We continued this
charade. Oh, can I kiss you for that one?
Okay, already finishing each other's sentences. Right. After our fake marriage has been going on for
so
a couple
gross.
Of days. Yeah. Super annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, with our his and her flashlights, I think is what he was impressed with.
Mm-hmm.
So
which we also had a keister stash.
Yeah.
Woo! That was hard.
This is a big ass maglite.
I'm telling you, I know.
Ass maglites. So we get to the pool and we have a sit down and we're chatting with these folks.
Can we talk about the fact that we actually weren't sure that we could get into the place?
Okay. Well, we talked about on our earlier recording.
Oh, we did say that
JT slash JC letting us in. Now we learned that nobody knows who this is, so he might have just been our naked angel.
Naked guardian angel
JC letting us in.
It's beautiful.
He was a beautiful man. Beautiful naked man.
every time you swim in the pool, I got nothing. I was
going for a boner gets his wings?
Yeah, I was, but I didn't. I couldn't find the words.
So we're poolside, and we're enjoying the company of these naked folks, and they're enjoying us as well. Until they kind of call us out for not sitting on towels.
Yeah, they had, like, you know, all this time to tell us about the etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we that's our fault.
Well, now we know.
Maybe we should have done more research.
Well, at what point do you want me to bring out my research? Because I brought some talking points. I thought
you did.
To flesh out the
you
hour.
You did. So to speak.
Flesh it out.
So, we're there and we're like, we're ready to be open-minded to this whole nudist thing.
Well, how soon did your fear fell away immediately. You were very...
I never had any fear.
Well, you're very brave. I think, you know, because I stripped, and then as soon as I got outside and had been seen by someone other than you...
Right.
Then it all went... Then the inhibitions went away. I think I was pretty good soon after that.
Okay.
So it took meeting Mike and riding on the back of his golf cart...
Right. Which we should have had towels under our asses.
Right. It was so rude of us.
It was really rude. Where are you going to put these fucking things, man? Again, where do you store these things?
Now, the thing about this place, too, towels are brown.
Yeah.
Well, that's wise, is some good foresight.
I agree.
That is some smart planning on their part.
And what about our sheets?
So, we already described how cute our cabin was.
It was really nice. It was so cute.
It was very cute. But then the next morning I observed that the sheets were kind of a tannish pink shade.
Right.
And I asked, do you think these sheets started out white?
No, because the night before they weren't. So that was all us.
What the hell did we do?
Oh, my. So, you have no idea.
So we're at the pool. There's,
you don't, because you were wasted.
Three other couples?
Sure.
And then one of the couples had their granddaughter.
Little baby. Not baby.
Three
maybe
or four.
Like
Yeah. And they were playing in the pool. It was nice.
Right.
And we took a swim and that was nice as well.
I think they thought that we were beyond adorable when we were in that pool.
Really? Well,
we were pretty adorable. We were very cute. Yeah.
We had the lie that we set up was that we had gotten married that day and that we were kind of recovering from the stress of the whole wedding thing wrapping itself up.
Yeah.
We, at one point, were talking about having a trunk full of gifts that we had to go through.
Yeah. Where are those?
I thought you had them. You pawned them, didn't you?
I did.
We have fun, you guys.
We had to pay the rent.
We went ahead and fessed up to the number of children that we had because they were asking if we were going to be there the next day, and we said we were going to have to go pick up the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And in this narrative, the older two are mine, but the youngest one is one that we share.
Right.
Which amused everybody. Finally made an honest woman out of me.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
About fucking time.
Because the next...
Typical hoe.
Typical hoe. The next day when we were checking out, the lady's like, so you finally decided to get married? Yeah. Right. How long were you guys together? 3 years in this
narrative. 3 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good. And you know now that since we're planning on going back for Labor Day... we have to keep this game up.
I don't think that'll be so hard. I think... I wonder if anyone noticed that we weren't wearing wedding rings. You do have a ring that you wear on your left hand.
Yeah, no, but that's not... You know, anyone who pays any attention...
Yeah.
And you've got a ring, right?
I have a ring that I wear on
your
the
right.
middle finger of my right
of
hand.
Of your right, okay.
Yes.
So there we go. Right.
But it's clearly not a wedding ring, which is why I wear it on that hand, so that I don't mistaken for being married, so...
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're at a nudist resort and people are naked and showing boobies and butts and peepees, I don't think people pay much attention to the accoutrement on your fingers.
Maybe, but we'll talk about having to go back the next day.
Right.
So.
Right.
And the accoutrement on fingers that we experienced when we got there.
Yeah. So, well, hold on. Back up.
Well, we're still... Okay, so we're at the pool... Took a swim, and then they decided that they were going to continue the party elsewhere. They were going to go to Young Roy's cabin.
Uh-huh. Roy with the mullet and
Young
the
Roy
porn
with
stash.
A mullet and a porn stash,
right.
Who was grandfather to the little girl.
Wait, he was grandfather?
Yes, he and...
That dude is like my age.
He and Kelly with the nice tits were grandma and grandpa,
granted.
Too. Well, it's all right. Oh, yeah. And then we had Old Roy, who was who had the pelvic tattoo. And,
oh yeah, man, that was weird.
And some very strange yellow hair, and he was very shaven. He was keeping them pubes under control.
Absolutely, man.
That he was keeping the lawn trimmed.
Yeah. Well, you know,
not to be looking at some old man's dick, but like.
No, I mean,
he was keeping that shit under control.
Well, a man worth his salt, he keeps his lawn in good order.
Right. Did Old Roy have a girlfriend?
I'm not sure.
There was an older lady who stayed clothed most of the time. She was naked the next day when we went back. But
yeah, okay. I sort of remember that, but let's be honest. There was not a...
So we're at the bottom of a Four Loko already.
Right.
And so we go to... Young Roy's apartment for
was
a little
it
while.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Young not Roy's? Apartment, cabin.
All right.
And then a little bit later to Old Roy's apartment.
Uh-huh.
Cabin.
Right.
Where they pull out a bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
And they're pouring us shots of tequila.
Right.
And we're saying all kinds of stupid shit, I'm sure. I don't.
Right. And one of those things that I said that was stupid was, this is not a good idea.
That was probably the least stupid thing.
Okay.
Because after, I only recall two, and as a wedding gift, Old Roy gave us a pack of cigarettes, so I'm just chain smoking.
Nice.
It
was very nice. You know what? I was too. And that's weird for me.
Well, not only that, but like, that's when I want to chain smoke, is when I'm drinking.
Yeah.
But makes you feel just disgusting. Makes you feel so nasty. So I guess after a while they realize that we're drunk as skunks and need to drive us back to our cabin. So
right.
They drive us back to our cabin. I puke and then pass out.
Yeah. So cute.
And then you decided
so cute.
To cook some bacon.
I did.
You
I did.
Some naked
well,
bacon.
Well, that was part of the plan, right?
It was the plan. We got a cabin with a full kitchen so that we could cook naked.
There you go.
You were the only one to cook naked that night.
All right.
So tell me about cooking naked, Christian. I was asleep. I don't know anything about it.
Bacon. Okay. Well, you know, I got a couple of splatters, which I expected.
We did tell them a little bit about our plan.
Which was?
Oh, about cooking naked.
Yes.
And Old Roy suggested having a dick apron, so there's that.
Oh, the dick apron. Yeah, that's
right. The dick apron,
yeah.
You asked to borrow it, and he goes, it's weird to borrow another man's dick apron.
Yeah.
So.
That's a little beyond the pale.
Sure.
And besides, we were going all natural for this one anyway.
Right.
This
and
was
we were,
a challenge.
We were trying not to creep them out, but we were kind of interviewing them, journalist style.
I don't think they minded at all.
I think if we had taken it a step further, if we had asked if we could interview them, if we could try to record them,
can
maybe.
Can I get a close-up of your penis? I mean,
I think if we pushed
with
it a little
microphone?
Harder,
I don't know.
They might have been creeped out. But
I don't know, because I think maybe we're still thinking maybe Young Roy had a thing for you.
I'm not sure. And see, that's the thing, is that before we went, and I played this up while we were talking to the folks,
mm-hmm.
is that I did some research. You know, we both did some research about
etiquette. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, etiquette.
Things you do.
Yeah.
Your concern was boners.
Right.
What do you do if you get
what
a boner?
What do you do if you get a boner? Because in my experience, it happens.
And
I
we could talk about the FAQ that I printed out after a while.
Uh-huh.
But one thing that any website that you'll read wants to underline is that this is not about sex.
Right.
This is not a sexy thing. This
so why
is
was
about...
I so horny? Can they explain that one to me?
Okay. Can you tell me why I'm so horny
now?
Okay. Take that to the magic eight ball. Just
all right.
Am I horny right now? It is certain.
It is. It was not in the brochure.
No doubt. But they want to point out that this is not about sex. And yet, somehow, it kind of takes on a bit of a sexy vibe. It's hard to overcome the feeling that because you're naked, things are about sex. Now, so when we talk about Old Roy having a thing for me, I mean, maybe he was just... Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Young Roy.
Young Roy.
Young Roy having a thing for me. I mean, he was just, like, touching me on the shoulder every now and again.
It did he?
Yeah. And he was talking to you. He said, I like her. You know, these things.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just get naked. You'll be so comfortable.
Okay, guys.
It'll be so natural. When we went to the office the next morning to check
mm-hmm.
out,
mm-hmm.
there was a bunch of statues and things of,
mm-hmm.
like, naked folks draped over each
mm-hmm.
other in very sexually suggested.
Sexually, yeah, definitely.
Suggested poses.
Right.
And how are you going to say, this is not about sex, and then
right.
outfit your office with, like, sexy
definitely
statuary.
Betrays what you were attempting to convey there.
It is questionable. Now,
but we're going back. Oh, hold on. I don't want to get there yet.
Okay.
Because...
Now, did anything else happen? You cooked some bacon while I slept, and then the next morning the cabin just stank of bacon, and I was hungover, and
it was so unpleasant. Oh, you poor dear.
It had soaked into my clothes, and the whole way home
I smelled bacon. Yeah. You want to talk about it all being about sex? Well, there was none.
There was an attempt.
Yeah, that was it. I know.
We were both a little ill.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It didn't work out so hot.
I did apparently leave my phone on the back of a golf cart. I think that was Old Roy.
It was Old Roy's golf cart, I guess, as he was driving us home.
This is what happens when you're naked and you have no pockets. If you don't keep your stash, you lose it.
Yeah, the reason you had brought it along is that we had the vague idea that we would try and get some interviews with people.
I did.
And you did have that notion, or you got some interviews?
I had that notion. Okay. I didn't do any interviews.
I didn't think so either. We didn't want to creep people out, so...
Well, yeah, that's what we decided. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And so, ended up leaving the cell phone. The next morning, we get a... what seems like a threatening text message. I get a text message that says...
Go ahead.
I have your husband's phone.
Meet me at the corner of blebity blebity.
We were able to pin down.
I have powerful friends.
But the phone number it came from was the same as the office number at this place. So we drove back out there.
Mm-hmm.
We got in because the office was open at this point. When we got there last night, the office was not, or the night before, the office was not open because it was late. So they let us in.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who worked in the office next to all this sexy statuary. The one who said, "You finally made an honest woman out of me." She told us to go find Old
Roy.
Moment
of pride for me, by the way. Moment of pride.
Mm. Told us to go find Old Roy at the pool.
Yep.
So we go back to the car and decided, well, we're here. Might as well strip down again.
Right. Yeah.
And it was, and for a few minutes, I mean, we just talked to them through the fence at the pool. And,
well, that would have felt weird not being naked.
Right.
That's how deep we got into that culture. It would have felt unnatural to not be naked.
And when we got there, Mike said that the two of us were such an inspiration to him. And obviously, he's blown this up a little bit. But we were such an inspiration to him that what?
Well,
his girlfriend held out her hand, and on it was a big rock.
Big rock.
He had proposed the night after we left.
I was... more than a little jealous, because that was a big rock. And I'm like, why couldn't I have provided that to my bewitched, what's the word for it?
Betrothed?
Betrothed, sorry. Beroged. My befroed.
My disrobed.
My disrobed. Yeah, nice ring. You know?
Very nice ring.
And so, meanwhile, we had nothing to show.
Right.
Ring-wise.
Perhaps.
And at that moment, I felt insecure.
I think if anyone had said anything, we could say they were getting sized. We could have gotten away with it.
We could have gotten away with it. But I still felt insecure at that point.
Right. And obviously, I mean, he was trying to feel out whether or not we were going to be there that night.
Right.
By asking us, like, what our plans were and stuff. So he was already planning it. He wasn't so inspired by us that it moved him to do it.
But it's a good story, though.
It is very.
And as far as you listeners are concerned, they got engaged because we are so fucking awesome.
We are so adorable.
We're adorable. The best couple you will ever see or hear from.
So that's our story of going to the Star Ranch.
We're going back, aren't we?
We are
going
to go back. We think that the kids are going to be gone Labor Day weekend with their grandma. I'll have to.
Do I need to have backup plans?
Pin down some plans. Oh, you got to have someone else to take with you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Backup.
So, do we want to talk about some FAQ?
We do.
I really did do the research that I was posting.
I found a blog post about boner etiquette, but I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, and it seems like when it comes to people's concerns, it's number one, boners.
Boners.
What do you do if you get
boners.
One? And basically, like, all the FAQ is
I'm
like.
I'll tell you, when we went back the other day, in the light of day, I was seriously worried. I really was.
About getting a boner.
Yes, I really was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, because you hadn't had enough to drink, you figured, like, drinking would take away the...
No, it wasn't the drinking. It was just, like, I don't know. Well, you know, I'm you know, hey, listeners, TMI, I'm a morning guy. All right? So, you know, I was kind of there.
Okay.
You know?
It was morning time, yeah.
It was morning time.
So, boners, I think women's periods. come up as a question. What do you do?
Sure. And which is less embarrassing because I did, well, in my mind, maybe not to you.
It depends. But and I think that might come up in the FAQ. And otherwise, I can just talk about the answer I came across. But the other big concern is child pornography. So
what are you talking
about? All of these things are related to, you know, I guess periods are more related to just bodily functions. Which,
right.
I mean, that's, you know, and that, sitting on towels. But
that
the other
conveys
two are related,
nothing about your intentions or your desires.
The other two are related to sex. The idea that this is scary because it's sexual.
Right.
Child pornography. So I went to, I was on Yahoo Answers just kind of reading what they had to say about nudist colonies.
All right.
So this one says, child pornography in nudist colonies? It says, if a family lives in a nudist colony, wouldn't it be child pornography if they took family photos?
So, is that right?
Best answer by Doc. This was answered 6 years ago. It says, first of all, the term nudist colony was last used by actual nudists in 1953. So
get with the program.
If we've said
people.
Nudist colony, I am so, so sorry.
That's for ants and termites, right?
That is outdated. It says, these places are now referred to as nudist resorts,
which
I think on the website for Star Ranch.
It sounds very luxurious.
Brown towels, tan sheets.
Oh, you guys have no
lots
idea.
Lots of dirt. There was lots of very sandy dirt that got all over me.
And televisions with no reception for anything at all.
Nudist resorts or clothing optional resorts.
Right.
Or nudist camps.
Yeah.
I think where we went could be called a nudist camp. I think that's the best description.
I think so.
Yeah. Secondly, it's actually quite rare for anyone to bring photographic equipment to a nudist camp.
Oops.
I'm not sure that that's true now that
everybody
has smartphones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is photographic equipment.
Indeed. So when was this?
6 years ago.
Okay,
so
well.
Maybe.
Yeah.
As to parents photographing their children, nudist parents are as likely to photograph their children nude as our textile parents. We were talking about...
I'm sorry.
We were talking
about
this because you were trying to figure out what the opposite of nudist was. Textile.
Is that the word? For people who wear clothing? The textile people? Like there are textiles? What is this, 1915? Are there textile parents? Do they work on a... what are you talking about? Textile parents.
Are you a nudist or a textile?
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Ugh, textile. Mm. Well, I'm, you know, whatever the local law enforcement wants me to be.
Parents are as likely to photograph their children nude as are textile parents, which is to say, not very. I've lived in a few nudist resorts.
No, bullshit. Bullshit.
Nude. And I mean, like...
You photograph your kids all the time, as well you should.
What I think he means is nude, but, I mean, nude kids... are adorable. I mean, you put them in the tub, they're splashing around.
Kids are cute.
They're pretty cute.
Look, you know.
It's not nasty.
Well, it sounds to me like there is a sexual connotation to that premise.
Yeah, I think what we're getting to, I think we're getting to that point. Lived in a few nudist resorts and communities and have never seen nudists play tackle football. What? Usually they play volleyball, tennis, horseshoes, shuffleboard,
there.
And other not-so-violent sports.
Well,
they
volleyball, you can see the boobs wiggle.
They do a lot of swimming and sunbathing, too.
Right.
That's a little off-topic, buddy. You asked if photos of nude children are child pornography. Nudity is not the same as sex. Pornography is a depiction, usually in photographs, of people engaging in sexual activities, walking around naked, swimming naked, playing on a jungle gym naked. None of these are as defined as having sex. When you shower, are you having sex?
I don't know if this person has ever had sex.
This is the best answer. Yeah, it's because it's the highest rated.
Oh, is that the highest rated?
I think it's the best answer. Just because you have sex in the nude does not mean that if you're nude, you're having sex.
You know what I think we should do?
What came first, the nudism or the sex?
I think we should start having sex not nude.
Textile
sex. Let's just
do
that. Let's have some textile sex, some sextile, right? That's what's missing.
And then it says, I posted a link to the AANR, which is the it's the official nudist.
Well, it's not NAMBLA, so that's
it's
good.
Not NAMBLA, no. There is no porn on any of their pages. There is some nudity, though, and if you're offended by such, just don't go to that site. And remove all mirrors from your bathrooms and bedrooms just in case. And FYI...
Because you don't want to see yourself naked? What is that about? The last thing you want to do is catch a representation of yourself live naked.
And because FYI,
it's shameful.
Nudist camps are very intolerant of pedophiles and other perverts. So if that's what you're into, not that I'm implying you are, don't go to a nudist resort.
Hey, so I wanted to rent a cabin tonight. I just got a question for you. How do you feel about pedophilia? Are you pro or I see.
This was a direction of a line of questioning that you presented to these folks was, what do you do if someone's creepy? Because I think they said that old Roy is the muscle there. Like, he'll escort people out. Uh-huh. And everybody tries to keep an eye out for people who are a little creepy. I think a couple of the people were talking about having raised their children in this tradition.
Yep.
It was not Kelly with the nice tits. It was the lady with the big rock.
Oh, yeah.
Blonde lady with the big rock. Said that her daughter was 15, and there was a guy that was kind of checking out her daughter inappropriately.
Had
to deal with that situation.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's understandable that you would have those kinds of coyotes that might show up.
So I don't know that a nudist colony is any more likely to...
Not colony. Ants and termites, honey.
A nudist camp.
Thank you. Or...
Doesn't...
Or...
Right.
Or... Resort.
Resort. Thank you. Absolutely.
Huh.
And one of the other highest rated answers just says, the naked body is only as perverted as the eyes looking at it.
Somehow that's poetry, but I'm
That cross-stitch on the sampler and hung over my sink.
That's a great tattoo not to get when you're drunk. How about that?
So I found some FAQ.
Okay.
Are children likely... Oh, I missed one. What special preparation should I make before visiting a nudist park?
Okay. Well, I would say work on your abs.
Now, a little bit later, they start discussing, what do I do if I don't like my body? Uh-huh. I have to say, these people are keeping it tight. They looked pretty good for their age.
You know what?
There were no gross bodies. They made fun of my tan because I am pale as the day is long, and all of them had pretty nice tans.
Well, yeah, because they've been... You know, showing their whole fucking naked bodies under all those UV rays being bombarded. I gotta say, that's right. I mean, we were younger than those people on the whole, and I'm an old guy, of course, as we've discussed. But no, they kept it together.
They were looking pretty good. Nobody was gross.
Not the people we hung out with.
No.
Maybe they're...
Now, the next day when we went back, there were a few older couples.
Right. So
I guess they went to bed and we were out with the party people.
Well, maybe we were there at party people sexy night. And everyone, you know...
However, we did miss roadkill night. The roadkill cook-off.
Damn, man.
Which was supposed to be happening the next night.
One day off.
I wonder if that's where he proposed, at the roadkill cook-off.
I certainly hope so. Well, where did we propose? I'm trying to remember this. What was it,
We didn't have a story for that, actually. So.
Well, we've got to concoct one.
Okay.
Don't we?
Work on that.
Could it have been that BDSM rodeo we were talking about?
Did we talk about a BDSM rodeo?
Earlier tonight, in passing. So.
Because of clowns and assless chaps?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's where I proposed to you.
It does say generally none at all, apart from those, not genitally, excuse me, generally.
Genitally, not at all.
Apart from those you would normally make to go anywhere. Now, however... These people had their pubes under control, so...
No doubt.
Those pubes were...
Yeah.
Taken care of. TCB.
Yeah.
TCBP.
Taking care of pube business.
PB.
I don't know how... We don't know how representative they were of the general populace there.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, and I respected that, and I was glad that I was more or less... You know, had that stuff under control.
We were also not gross. We came to play, but...
We came to play.
Absolutely.
And we did.
Yeah. All right. Are children likely to be shocked by their first sight of nudists?
Is that a question for me? Are you being rhetorical?
It's the FAQ, so...
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts about this? Because they were saying that people that had raised their kids in this tradition...
Well, there you go. I mean, that's...
They're just used to it now.
Well, if you want a straight answer, I think it's all about how you've raised your kids.
Right.
You know?
I mean, the little girl that was there seemed to have no trouble.
She had no problem. All these dicks around, whatever. Don't care.
Waggling dicks.
I'm waggling dicks. Just watching SpongeBob. Don't care.
It says, what should I bring? Well, we know one thing.
Yeah. What do we know? Sunblock?
It does say sunblock, yes. Good.
Okay. Sunblock?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have any other ideas?
Lube for keister stashing your phone.
And it says towels, comfortable footwear, yes. Sunblock, sunglasses,
right.
Lounge chairs, a hat, something to read, and any sporting equipment you desire.
Sporting equipment.
Not, but do not play
tally ho. I see football. You've got some fine sporting equipment there.
You're sporting some equipment.
Yeah, I was sporting some equipment. Mm. Not that anyone was looking.
What is the cost? Because this is from the Tallahassee Naturally.
Oh, they don't know how they... Oh, that's Florida.
Uh-huh.
They do it different over
will
there.
Will I be embarrassed by my surgical scars? It says, no, you will not. Approximately on, meaning one. One nudist in three carries some mark of surgery. These marks make no difference
who
at all.
Who does these surveys?
I don't know. Well, wait till we get to the how many bodies out of X are gross. Ignore them because everyone else will. Your personality will be noticed more than any scar. Do you feel that your personality was really shining through because you had no clothes on?
Not because.
You do have a huge personality.
I have a huge personality.
There we go. My figure, to say the least, is less than perfect. Will I feel out of place? About one figure in 20 seen at a nudist park is exemplary.
The again! Rest... Is this a Masters in Johnson type of report? Who's doing this?
Masters in Johnson.
Oh.
The rest will be like cute. People everywhere. Actually, a person's physical proportions mean less in nudist parks than elsewhere. Many nudists, male and female, will never take any prizes for physical beauty.
Yeah. Except us.
Well.
Except us.
I don't know. I think I stood out with my quite white skin. Oh, here we go. What about periods or menstruation? As if these two are two different things.
Mm.
Menstruation is looked upon as normal, healthy function.
Is it? That's good to hear.
You have a period? Oh!
What? You're banished?
Yeah.
Actually, when you're at a nudist resort, they do banish you to the menstrual hut.
That would be great.
Right.
The wearing of shorts
As Jehovah has mandated.
Mm. It just says, wear some shorts, use a tampon, so... All
right.
Okay, cool. Are there any religious implications involved in nudism? Do men become visibly embarrassed during their visits to a nudist resort? Is that what we're going to start calling boners now?
I think that sounds like that's a euphemism for a boner.
Yeah, visibly embarrassed. This is a personal question, it says.
Definitely.
The answer is no, because nudist parks are not sexually stimulating. Many men fear this problem, but instances of such embarrassment are extremely rare.
I take so much exception to that. So much. So much.
Does this question embarrass you?
I'm embarrassed at the moment, so listeners. I hate that so much.
I'm so embarrassed, my pants are getting tight.
I just grabbed your boob. One of the implications is that, A, guys have really... any semblance of control over their penile functions, which, unless you're Ron Jeremy, is completely false. You don't. You really don't. And
I saw any guy getting visibly embarrassed. So there's that.
Well,
like four guys. So
that's true.
Four guys, you know? Over a say 3 hour period.
Yeah, well,
keep,
you know,
it down, I guess.
I gotta tell you, you know, I mean, there were moments where I was a little bit worried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, what do you do? And what do you do? Pop quiz, hot shot.
I did go to Yahoo Answers for that one as well, because this was about nudist beaches. What do you do if you get a boner at a nudist beach?
Right.
My favorite answer was bury it in the sand
like an ostrich. Right, exactly.
But most of the advice was roll over or put a towel over it.
There you go.
So I guess...
Hey, what's up? Hey, Brad, you want to come volleyball?
No.
Hey, come on, man.
No.
What are you doing? You're just lying down on your stomach. What's up?
Nothing.
Is that how that works? Just bury it in the sand like that?
May a married person visit the park without his or her spouse?
No, that's not that's they, yeah, illegal, actually.
It says at the individual club's discretion, they didn't ask me any questions when I made the reservation.
Uh-huh.
They didn't say for how many people.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not about sex, is it?
It's never about sex, is it?
Until it is.
Until it is. Are unmarried adults eligible for membership? Oh, well, that doesn't matter. That's the Tallahassee one. Will my picture be taken?
Ours were.
Funny. Oh, we took a selfie, yeah. And then that was what Mike asked us. He goes, how did that selfie turn out?
Who? Oh, Mike. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it was chest up.
I heard nudist/naturist groups are just people who get together for orgies. Is this true?
Did we miss out?
Were we in an orgy?
Was it? It's hard. I don't know. I'm a little unclear as to what happened later on that night.
It says, actually, no, this is a common misunderstanding.
Really?
This does not seem like a common misunderstanding.
We have wasted a lot of money and time.
Some counties in Florida have denied purchase of land to nature's organizations. Blue, blue. Oh, now this is the one I was telling you about, which I find hilarious. Yeah. Is it likely that my wife would be improperly approached at a nudist park?
Oh. and were you asking me if you thought maybe that Roy Jr.
It's been so hard, baby, because you know how much I love to talk to you. And we've been putting off, I mean, we've just been busy, we've been working, we've been tired, we've been hungover.
Yes.
Recording this podcast. Because right. I just wanted to talk to you about all the things we had seen. You know, and so last night, finally, I'm like, you think young Roy was into me?
I know. I heard that. And, you
told
me that.
You heard that? You were standing right there, and I was addressing you.
Yes, you were. That's why I heard that. I meant I understood that. Yeah, but then I had to recall these memories from that night.
Yeah.
And many of which were scrambled.
These hazy Four Loko memories.
Right, exactly. And then I just got angry.
Can we make a deal?
What?
Let's never drink Four Loko ever.
We
were too old for this
show. I know. That was hard. Absolutely hard.
Oh, no, I liked this answer as well.
Right.
Can I expect any real health benefits from nudism now?
Well, skin cancer, that can be seen as a positive.
Nudism embraces traditionally healthy activities such as swimming, hiking, volleyball, and outdoor living.
Which is stuff you can't do when you've got clothes on. So,
mental health is improved by the positive attitudes about self-image, healthy sexuality, relief from stress, and just plain relaxation.
Okay.
Just straight lampin'. Benefits.
Lampin'.
Benefits specific to nudity may yet be scientifically proven, whereby direct sunlight is valuable for all parts of the human body.
I'm not buying that one.
Not there yet. Doctors have been known to prescribe nudism for skin problems as well as general well-being.
As well as what? Genital what?
General well-being.
Oh, I think you said genital herpes.
We're not there.
Okay.
Pregnant women benefit from sunlight in the genital area and on their nipples, making childbirth and breastfeeding more comfortable.
Whoa.
Is that the...
Can I read those studies? That's really interesting. That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Get some sun on your cooter.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
That's all you need. Just, like, let it blossom like a friggin'
flower.
God,
what is wrong with you? You need some sun on your cooter.
Right. I mean, surely, there's photosynthesis going on there, right?
Now, this might be of interest to the both of us. Eyesight is improved by exposure to natural light.
Oh, that might be. I don't think that's
right. And the body circulation may be improved by the lack of constrictive clothing.
They're fucking reaching there.
Oh, if only this loose-fitting t-shirt weren't so constricting my blood flow.
So we were not the only people getting naked that weekend. You may have left Montreal a little too early because the same night we were there was the Naked Night bike ride in Montreal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I went to their Facebook group.
I met you too late and didn't take you with me.
I went to their Facebook page. It says, come out and show bike completely naked.
Show bike. Baby, you want to smell it?
Can
you imagine showing bike?
Getting rude and showing bikes.
That would have been great. If we had engineered this whole thing like a month or so before.
Before meeting.
Totally could have happened.
Yeah.
Totally could have done that.
Yeah.
Would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not going to happen.
Come out and show bike completely naked. Except women who are menstruating can keep their panties on, of course.
Oh.
We be circulating in the streets of Montreal under police escort for our security. This event is in place since 2007 and is a success every year.
Ugh.
Every
year. You hear that? There's always next year, folks.
It says in Phillip Square. Did you go to Phillip
Square?
I
don't know what the fuck that is.
Alrighty. Well, that's a thing. So, it's a success every year.
Every year.
Keep your panties
on. Was that in quotes? Is that why you did
that? No, it was in caps.
Oh, caps. Okay.
There was a recent news story of a woman getting naked and fondling a Nelson Mandela statue.
Well, in his prime, let's be honest.
Passersby were left speechless after a woman stripped naked and caressed the statue of former President Nelson Mandela. The woman walked around Nelson Mandela Square in Johannesburg before undressing herself in full view of the public. There is a picture that Christian is looking over my shoulder at.
I am.
That's
a big statue.
Yeah, she comes up to his knee.
Wow.
She was snapped, resting her head against the leader's knee. Well, there you go. The spectacle caused those working in nearby restaurants to get their orders wrong, and one man was hit on the head by his wife for getting up for a closer look. Social media went into a frenzy with people trying to find out who she was. But some people were clearly not amused by the stunt. Many called her actions distasteful and claimed that her body was not good enough to be shown in public. This isn't about sex. This is about fondling Nelson Mandela. Okay.
I don't think it's about fondling Nelson Mandela. I think it's about paying him respect. And look at this. She's naked. She feels vulnerable, you know, in his presence. And that's fine. But what bothers me is that some people felt like her body was not good enough to be shown
in public. I can't pronounce this guy's name, but it does say a chef at Baglio said she didn't have a nice body. Everything was saggy. Now, the thing is, there's a picture included. People were snapping photos and tweeting.
And I'm looking at one right now. She looks good to me.
She looks pretty good.
She does. She really does.
Maybe this is from our time at being at the nudist resort. Are we just seeing beauty in naked bodies anyway? Because, I mean, we've already gone on record saying nobody was gross. Everybody looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. Nice tits.
Yeah.
Nice pubic area got there, Roy. Hey, lady with Nelson Mandela, you're keeping it tight.
I think she looks like she's keeping it tight.
I think she looks pretty good.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
She looks better than me, so.
Yeah. No. No.
It says, Sandton City and Nelson Mandela Square marketing manager Megan Mia said that they were aware of the bizarre acts. It was an unauthorized incident conducted by a private citizen in her personal capacity on her property, she said.
In her personal capacity. I love that. I love the word capacity used personal in that way, capacity. Too. Like,
embarrassment. I love that. I'm embarrassed in my personal capacity.
Right.
So much that my pants are getting tight. So, Nelson Mandela.
Great. Well, you've done more work than I have here, mm-hmm. so.
Well, one more thing. It's not about sex, but I thought
But those are naked chicks, so.
Naked chicks?
So I'll allow it.
The top three nude scenes in movies for you.
Oh, thanks. Besides all the porns that I've spent all these years watching?
High budget movies. As decided by an expert, which is Mr. Skin. Have you ever been to Mr. Skin?
Yes, Mr. Skin. Little. Yeah,
and so he has the top 100, right. But sure. That would have been 20 pages to print out, so I printed out the last page, and it's the top three.
Great.
So
it's not about sex, by the way.
It is not about sex, but you're not opposed to a little bit of, you know, naked bodies, right? We're just at a nudist resort.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you like ladies. I mean, Mr. Skin is all about female actresses getting naked. I don't think he talks about
if dudes. If I saw a single penis, I would just vomit. In terror. It would be terror vomit. I can't handle that. That's not natural.
It's not about sex, guys, but this is
right.
I've did my That's research, fine. So there you All go. Right. Number what three, are... Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct.
Well, with the beaver shot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's 27 seconds long.
Yeah.
Is that what they're telling me? Yep.
Sure.
While being interrogated by police, Sharon uncrosses and crosses her legs, revealing via a shocking shot of her vagina that she is not wearing underpants.
Oh my.
I like this description.
By the way, and then it's got can we be technical? That was not her vagina.
It would have been her labia.
Yes.
Right. Her
or vulva.
Vulva, yeah. Yep. Vagina is the inner workings.
Right.
The gully works. So then there are three bullet points. It says, this is the most intimately explicit nude scene ever performed by an A-list star. Sharon proves that she's a natural blonde. She kind of looks shaved in this, I don't know. And Sharon claims that she was, quote, tricked into doing the scene, but even so doesn't regret it.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two, have you seen Basic Instinct?
Or
you?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, have you seen Gia?
No.
I have. Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
27 seconds long also. After a nude snooze, Angelina, playing real-life model Gia Carangi, bears boobs and butt.
Boobs and butt.
She gets rude.
And
she shows boobs and butt.
Boob, okay.
Walking down the hallway to trying to stop lesbian lover Elizabeth Mitchell from leaving. Three bullet points. It says, Angelina was a relative unknown prior to Gia. This movie made her the most famous woman in the world. Sure.
Who wrote this shit?
I don't know. It'd be pretty sweet to work for this website, though, don't you think?
Well, if they pay you.
I would assume they do.
I'm not convinced that they do.
I could get paid to write this shit.
Well, all right.
I could be convinced.
Go for it. Because this is stupid.
Just like Gia Carangi, Angelina.
Do you know my ex-wife went to high school with her?
Gia Carangi? Or Angelina?
With Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her it says she is...
Ex-girlfriend.
Openly bisexual in real life. Did she,
No.
Are they hooking up?
No.
Oh, well.
I don't think so.
The other woman here is Elizabeth Mitchell, who plays Juliet on Lost. Apparently that's considered trivia. And number one is Phoebe Cates, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, that's when they play that Cars song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
with the stereo
box. I'm trying to
In Judge Reinhold's masturbation fantasy, Phoebe rises from a backyard pool in a red bikini, approaches him in slow motion, and pops off her top to reveal her breasts.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you have it, the top three nude scenes.
Great. Great.
It's not about sex, and so I did find a couple of websites for us to check out.
Great.
Because we are not the only people who want to cook naked. This is a Tumblr called cookingnaked.tumblr.com.
You had so much more free time than I did today. This is great.
This
I love
this. Not today. This has been open on my computer since the day we went. Because I was prepared.
Oh, okay. Cooking in the buff.
What is she doing? Is she putting, like, salad dressing on bacon?
Yes. Which is totally gross. Now, you should scroll down. I'm grossed out. And by the way, there is this giant... giant, like, bottle of Bacardi rum next to her. And when I say giant, I mean...
It's inflatable, I think. Would you say that that's probably inflatable?
Well, that's still gross, isn't it? why would you have that in your home?
I don't know. Now, one thing I do want to point out is that there are no dudes on this website at all. There are no naked dudes cooking.
So, again, and the no women one wants to see naked guys.
Right. And the women are, for the most part, attractive. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean...
This chick, you know, she's pretty good. She's got itty-bitty titties, but she's still cute.
And she's making some pancakes.
Yeah, making some pancakes.
We got this girl. Yeah. She's doing dishes.
Doing dishes. Okay.
We got...
Like a woman should do.
She's pouring some tea.
Pouring tea.
She's Another got some chick. Tan lines. Oh, she's just getting a glass of water.
There you go. This is not revealing at all. Like, I can't even tell they're cooking.
She's about to open the oven.
She's about to open
she's
the oven.
She's also not naked. She's in a bra.
These are not good photos.
Shorts. These are contributions. We got some twins.
Well, they're just showing boobs for no reason.
Showing boobs for no reason.
Which
is
not...
There doesn't have to be a reason.
No.
It's not sexual.
That's true.
That is quite some...
Now, she's buttering bread. She's buttering bread and she's got a very hairy, hairy bush.
Not naked.
But it's, you know, by the way, a little too close to the bread.
Which one, the girl with the bush?
Yes. All right, something vintage or?
Just artistic. Oh, she's cracking open an egg.
Cracking open an egg.
Oh, she's wearing slippers.
And there's like a little, what is that, like a corgi? There's a little dog in there. What is that?
A little Westie. Yeah.
Westie, okay.
So, we got garlic bread girl again.
Garlic bread girl. And
she's
just
stirring some coffee.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Okay, we don't know.
So, there's that, but
this
there's
clearly
also...
occupies a very specific fetish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about.
Do you think, how much about... of my fan base do you think is people who are listening to get pissed off just to hear me say don't cook naked?
Looking to get pissed off?
Sure. I mean, if their fetish is cooking naked.
No, you might have a substantial base that maybe actually gets turned on by hearing it.
Hmm. Don't cook naked.
Right.
Right.
Can you,
There's also another website.
Okay.
This is nakedvegancooking.com.
Oh, wow.
So it's about cooking...
Now we're going to see a bunch of hairy hippies.
It is. Now, this is more about... Because the other one can claim to be about lots of different kinds of bodies and stuff like that. But that's bullshit. Because there wasn't. It was just all attractive females,
right?
Yeah, Now you got some...
Well, I admire... It looks like it might be, like, real people. But I think they'd be insufferable.
Insufferable people? Because they're vegans?
You know the type. I've known a lot of vegans. I've known vegans to whom it's a religion, and that's insufferable.
And you've got a bit of a hippie background at some point in your
past. But it was never because I took it seriously. It was always a game to me.
Right, but you do know the type because
I do.
You lived with them for a while.
Yes, I did.
On a hippie commune.
Yes.
In Spain.
Yeah, what was funny though is that all these side note, but all these vegans would just fucking scarf down fucking all these carbs. Fucking Oreos and shit, and bread.
Oreos vegan?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But, I mean, the fact is, they would scarf down so many carbohydrates and thought they were doing something good for their body and get fat. You know, when they would have been better off just, having, honestly...
Some lean protein?
Lean protein or even fat protein and no carbohydrates.
So, you were the only one of us to cook naked at the cabin. Now,
yes.
The next morning when I was at a point when I was not feeling terribly ill right before we left, I attempted to do some cooking, but the oven didn't work. You know, tried to preheat the oven, didn't work.
Right.
So, I just cooked naked after we got back to the apartment.
Yeah.
Made some cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Naked cupcakes.
Yeah.
They're pretty tasty.
I haven't had one yet.
You had one the night I made them. Maybe you were sleeping.
I did.
I don't know.
It's, what was it?
But baby, we did it.
We did do it.
Cooked naked.
Did you hear that noise?
Woo!
Yeah.
It's one of my neighbors outside.
Yeah, there you go.
They're really into body positivity and shit like
She's really good at cooking naked, guys, from what she's told me.
My neighbor?
Sure. I meant you.
Okay.
But there you go. And the bacon, for the record, was good, mm-hmm. which you never had.
I mean, we had every intention. You had everything you needed to make chorizo omelets, which was what you promised on this podcast to make before.
Are you saying I broke a promise?
No.
You're saying
unless
I broke
you want
a
me
promise?
To make, unless you want to make me a chorizo omelet right now, but...
I could totally do that.
Just drop trow, cook some eggs.
That sounds like a challenge. Listen, listeners, I'm about to drop trow and make some chorizo omelets. All right? Hmm? So if we got to go out on that note, so be it. It's happening.
Is it happening?
It's so happening.
All right. We're taking off our clothes again?
Yep.
We did this on the last
Kids recording. Are asleep, right?
God, I hope so.
Neighbors
are whooping, but all the
let them whoop. Let them whoop.
Curtains are closed. Well, if they saw what was going on here, they'd be whooping.
I made some friends earlier.
Oh, yeah. He made friends with my neighbor who is in his 60s and is basically in love with me. Not to brag or anything.
Well, he was intimidated because he saw me go for a 3-mile run. He was like, wow, this dude's got stamina.
he realizes that you're the better man.
Hey. If the shoe fits, fucking put it on your foot and on the other foot and run in them.
Wow. You were coming out with some real shit tonight.
What?
Nothing. What?
What?
So, guys.
What?
We can no longer say don't cook naked. We've done it. And so, until next time, good night.
I'll be the thing.
So there you have it, my story of facing my fears, falling in love, and wondering if that sexy grandpa with his dick out is coming on to me. I'm glad we got to share it together, and until next time, good night.
She hasn't watched it, and I'm like, why aren't you gonna watch it? She's like, because after that it's over and there's not gonna be any more new shows after that. And I was like, there's not gonna be any more new shows anyway. You've already watched the last episode. If you're not gonna watch this one, what's the point?
So she's just kind of stretching out that relationship as long as possible.